At the top of the news this Wednesday morning, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon yesterday denounced attacks against Lebanese troops fighting Islamist militants in a Palestinian refugee camp as criminal and called for civilians to be granted immediate access to aid, Will Taylor reports.
A statement from Ban's office said the Secretary General deplores the criminal attacks carried out over the past several days against the Lebanese army and security forces. These actions, continued the message, constitute an assault on Lebanon's stability and sovereignty and have seriously endangered civilians. They must halt immediately. Thousands of Palestinians fled the camp in North Lebanon yesterday when a fragile truce eased the fighting. Aid groups arrived to deliver supplies, but some UN aid trucks withdrew when shells exploded near their convoy. Ban and UN aid chief John Holmes deplored that attack, which Holmes termed outrageous and completely unacceptable. The Patriarch of Antioch, His Beatitude Cardinal Nasrallah Sfair, is the leader of the Maronite Church in Lebanon.
We hope that the army, Lebanese army, will overcome all this.
Cardinal Sfair said the latest outbreak of violence is a cause for grave concern.
All this is worrying.
The Lebanese government, meanwhile, has asked the United States for nearly $300 million in military aid to fight the Islamist threat. Arab governments yesterday promised military assistance for the Lebanese army at a special meeting. The Arab League ambassadors condemned the activities of Fatah al-Islam and expressed support for attempts by the Lebanese government and army to restore order. They said Fatah al-Islam had nothing to do with Islam or the Palestinian cause. At least 22 militants, 32 soldiers, and 27 civilians have been killed since Sunday in Lebanon's worst internal violence since the 1975 to 1990 civil war. I'm Will Taylor.